Hi, my name's Brooke. I'm calling looking for a therapist for one of my participants. I've attempted to email them, but I haven't had a response for a couple of weeks. The participant's name is Caleb Williamson, and the therapist is Kim. Let me just get her last name. Kim Robinson. Yeah, so she had started an assessment with Caleb. Caleb had actually been incarcerated since July, but he has been released. Yes, Brooke works with us too. Yeah, so look, child safety had really want need to get this assessment. We also need it as evidence for the NDIS planners. Caleb's plan has been reviewed a couple of times by the complex planners since he's been incarcerated. So we do need to get the speech assessment, finalized. I understand Brooke had some barriers there with engaging with Caleb in the start of the assessment. I had asked Jane if the CSO, if she wanted to put in a new referral, but I had said that I'd tried to get in touch with Kim, but I hadn't heard anything back. She decided that she wanted to continue with Kim because Caleb knows her, but Jane's actually on leave and we're about to go into a stakeholder meeting for Caleb at 1 p.m. And Lucy, the clinician from Child Safety, has also reached out to me and recommended an Indigenous speech therapist. So I'm just wanting to know basically where Kim is at before I proceed with any new referrals and waste Caleb's funding. I obviously don't want to go filling out referral forms and yeah. More because I think Caleb's just trying to reconnect with his culture. I know he was also looking at using, his increased community participation from more a cultural perspective. So I think they've just suggested that clearly because I don't know whether I find when we've got such a big stakeholder team, maybe Jane hasn't relayed the information that she's spoken to me about Kim with Lucy. So Lucy's probably still under the understanding that we're still looking for a new speech therapist. But before I confirmed with her in the meeting, I just, wanted to have a chat to you guys and reach out. She may be attending. She hasn't attended the last couple, because I know she's been super busy. She did attend one that went for 3 hours a couple of months ago, but I haven't seen her since then. Sooner rather than later. They haven't actually put a date on it or anything. We have had the planners in the stakeholder meetings, so they're obviously very, both the planners have actually been coming to the stakeholder meetings, so they're very aware that we're in the process. Just want to know where she's at and whether she has got the capacity or whether we should look at another option, that's all. Yeah, I say with Kim, it probably won't. Yeah, this is my number and email is brooke@whatsnext.ssc. ssc.com.au. To be honest, I'm actually not entirely sure the meeting's going ahead because Jane is on holidays, but I haven't had notification that it's not. So I may be sitting in the meeting on my own, see. But look, considering Jane's away, I guess Lucy is just trying to reach out to keep things moving while she's on leave. Yeah. Okay, I really appreciate your help. Thank you. What was your name? Sorry. Sage. Nice. All right. Well, you have a great day and I shall hopefully speak with Kim soon. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.